Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spit. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Time artist, ex-guard, he said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail. If it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpened, you the dag on they hindquarters, and they all acting, rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after, first look, it was all laughter, Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe, dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it, aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
We share a car, my hair never couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel. Walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Love. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They say give up as I tell them get lost. 6 years ago, I just purchased a farm. Most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas. Well, let's see, I can be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. Keep that I'm with. Shawty be doing her shit, and it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right, and I give her a grade.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I wanna pull up. Head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are. Ain't never changing like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are.
Get it, get fly. I got six jobs, I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents.
That new Kevin Gates. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Monstrous Radio. It is a Monstrous Monday around here. I'm E. Monster, and I got Miss Sal Young Baltimore with me. I do got you there with me. Do I, Mama? Hello.
I don't get tired. I'm here.
That's what it do. So, hey, Y'all know what it is, how we do it over here on Monsters Mondays. We open up the lines just here in a little bit. We have a discussion that we talk about. But don't forget, you can connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, a couple other social sites. You can find more things that's going on at monstersradio.com. So make sure y'all get involved and see what's going on with the events we got going on, because you can definitely come out to the events, whether it be in Minnesota, Texas, anywhere, L.A., New York, whatever we got going on, you're going to find them all in those spots. So, all right, but what we're going to talk about top of the week, you know, we're going to talk about who's fucking who and who's getting fat, also known as entertainment news. Talking about what parties went on over the weekend. Maybe you met your future wife, a future husband, you did, or your, I'm going to slow it down before I go too far. But, you know, we talk about things we did over the weekend, but we're going to talk about winter etiquette. Yeah, I said winter. And some of y'all looking, some people looking like, what the hell is winter etiquette? Well, winter etiquette is certain things that you do during the winter time. It don't really matter if you do it during the summer, but you best not do it during the winter. You feel me? Like a good example.
Okay.
Here in Minnesota, just to give you a quick urban weather report, we're still getting hockey numbers around this bitch. It might be like 9 or something. You dig? You best not fart in my car. I'm just going to put it out there. Just point blank, I'll bust you in your motherfucking forehead and kick you out on the side of the road. Don't fart in the motherfucking car. In the summertime, you're still gross. I'm still going to bust you in the throat and kick you out on the side of the road. But at least I can roll down the windows until I kick your ass out. You dig? But it's so motherfucking cold, we going to sit in that motherfucker with a heater and your ass, it's just not going to be a good thing. So winter etiquette,
right?
Don't fart in my motherfucking car. You dig? I'm just saying. Hello. We're going to talk about some other things, you know, some things to do during the wintertime, some stuff like that. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Okay.
Anything you can think of that we're going to talk about here coming up in just a little bit?
I'm still tipping off of no fart in my car. Don't burp. No, don't burp and then just ate some onions, and then I can't raise the window down because it's 20 below in this motherfucker. You get no fresh air. Don't burp when you ate onions. Don't even open your mouth. Ate onions in my car.
Well,
I'm just saying.
And if that happens to you, this is what you're going to need. Some of this right here.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No. Shut up. Your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for a dollar, but that's 6 on EDD.
Peace out, y'all. Jason got you covered. Did it. So, all right. Check it out, y'all. You know how we do it. We mix the independent artists in with the industry artists, some remixes and all kinds of stuff like that. I want to see if you can figure out who is who, because I guarantee you some of these upcomers are just as hot as the industry leaders today. It is what it is.
Okay.
Let's see. I got some, matter of fact, I'm going to start out with some new Prince Montana and some Jeremiah, and I'm going to mix it up after that. Damn, there was something else I was supposed to say. Oh, yeah, the best way to listen to Monsters Radio is you're on your phone, listening on your speakerphone, but when you call in to talk, take it off your speakerphone. If you on your computer, just listen, motherfucker, you good. You need So, hey, we got up first is French Montana, and I got some upcomers coming up, maybe Hayes the Punter with this track called A1. After that, y'all going to have to figure it out. But we're going to open up the lines in just a little bit. And looks like we got Jay Dirty over here today. Ooh-wee. I want to see what he wants to say about some winter etiquette. over there with some Colt 45 waiting for Billy D. Williams riding a bull to jump through the wall.
Well, sitting on the front porch.
Ain't fucking with nobody.
Got a good thing going with a bad chick. You know what to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I let the pee get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad chick. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that nigga wanna beat me. Can't admit I fell in love with a bad chick. Back then she ain't had it. Now she grown up, she got asses. Wanna know what she got that ass at. Hit my horn, I toot-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mess in this loot on it. Treat it like my whip, I put some shoes on it.
Yeah. Got a dump truck, put a boot on it. I don't mind tricking, spinning loot on it. Woke up in the club, I'm toot-toot on it. She a bad chick, put shoes on it. Goddamn fell in love with a bad chick. That French takes me to Paris. Dominican mommy from Cali. I said, go and bend it over, let me grab it. In the club, rolling TV on the glass. I ain't looking at you, looking way past. Young fly G's up, pocket full of cash. You know where to find me, you know when you need me. All my dogs eat it, I tell you I ain't greedy. And I ain't gonna love it, too much to leave it. And I ain't gonna public, shorty is teasing.
I ain't going with a bad chick. You know where to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I let the pig get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad chick. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that you wanna beat me. Ain't a man fell in love with a bad chick. Back then she ain't had it. Now she grown up, she got asses. Wanna know what she got that ass at. She hit my horn, I toot-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mess in this loot on it. Treat it like my whip, I put some shoes on it.
Pull up with my niggas, make a move. Red light, green light, no it ain't goose. Used to walk up in the store, couldn't afford that. Now I walk up in the store, buying all that. Drink it till the head, man, spill the woos. Pull up in the old school, but I'm on some new. Red to the head, man, we're getting all that. Shorty, if I don't answer, don't even call back. Ring.
And I can see why these people hate me. Pull up in the drop in the watch 80. Pull up to the front and you know I'm faded. Got a new crib in the gated.
Came from the bottom, watching ball out. Drink it to the head, smoke till you fall out. Counting up this money, keep a dole out. All my getting to this money, no lie.
Got a good thing going with a bad chick. You know what to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I let the pee get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad chick. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that nigga wanna beat me. Can't admit I fell in love with a bad chick. Back then she ain't had it. Now she grown up, she got asses. Wanna know what she got that ass at. She hit my horn, I toot-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mess in this loot on it. Treat it like my whip, I put some shoes on her, yeah.
Right now, I ain't tryna answer my phone, cause she's so mad right now. You could do it all that on your own. You know, I'm single and I'm loving it. Music, they be bumping it, never getting up of it, yeah. So tell me if you're coming with, I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with. So move your man to the side, and don't let him know you're coming out, cause we gon' be all night. So girl, I hope you're ready right now.
Now all I want is for me and you to go and get low.
Get at me, girl.
And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song.
Get at me, girl.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now.
Girl, she an actress. Down for anything, I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging. But now her friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women, I ain't trying to get them all to go. But really, they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say up. I'm thinking, off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want
all
is for me and you to go and get lost.
All right.
And
all night long,
I've been trying to hear this song.
All right.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right
now. All I want.
All
it's for me and you to go and get low.
Get at me, girl.
And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song.
Get at me, girl.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I want to know is are you down?
Down?
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Right now. Right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it do. I know some of y'all are like, should I get at him right now? 424-243-9649. Not yet. Hey, right after this, we're going to get into the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. What kind of signs that we got over there tonight, Miss Stallion Baltimore?
About who's fucking who and who's getting fat.
Yeah.
I know Iggy Azalea's ex-boyfriend is trying to get fat off of her.
Mm-hmm.
If a lot of people don't know that she actually sued him because he stole some music off of her computer. And apparently he put something out, a mixtape called Anesio, which he released on the internet last year. Iggy argued the quality of the recordings was so inferior, it's obvious she didn't intend for them to go public. According to the legal docs, a federal judge in L.A. agreed on Monday and issued a preliminary injunction to block Hefe, from selling the recordings and using Iggy's name to promote them. The judge actually watched Inesio's music videos and compared them to Iggy's hit before making her ruling. The case isn't over yet, but the judge heard enough evidence to justify shutting down Hefe's operation. This is the same guy that tried to get the whole court case moved into the state that he was in. And she said that she did not want to go because she felt that, because he had so many connections in that state, that her life was going to be in danger. So he's definitely trying to get fat off of Iggy, and he has definitely been shut down.
Okay.
He won't be getting fat.
I'm just gonna say you're so monstrous, and I sure love you for it. You dig? That's why I love you so much. But damn, I was saying what the type of stuff we was gonna talk about so we can build up some suspense. Mm-hmm. You just went with it. That gave it all away. I got to go find some more fat people to talk about. We have one more song. We're going to come back. This is the news with Miss Monster Stallion.
She keep a nigga up when a nigga down. It ain't about the money, baby, not around. When it's time to ride, shorty with the shit. Treat a nigga like a king, you know I'm with the shit, baby. Hey, what? Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one. She all about a paper, she don't want no drama. Got a lot of action, get it from her mama. Free my nigga Kwani, bout to catch your body. Take it to the room, I'm about to catch a hammer. If I'm eating good, you know my niggas on. My bitch, she eating good, you know her bitches on. All I got is bros, don't deal with fakes. If y'all talking circles, niggas out of shape. Pay my homie lawyer fees, he got an open case. I'm super hell fly, somebody grab my cape. My baby got her own, that's word of A, dang. And she with whatever word of A, dang. She keep a nigga up when a nigga down. It ain't about the money, baby, not around. When it's time to ride, shorty with the shit. Treat a nigga like a king, you know I'm with the shit, baby. Hey, what? Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one. Baby girl is down for a nigga. Ain't scared to go down for a nigga. If I call her, know she round for a nigga. Baby, roll something, smoke a pound with your nigga. When it come to biz, you know she go and get it. Shorty all about a paper, she ain't ever slipping. I put her on the game, she ain't ever tripping. It's all about that blue money, we ain't even crippin'. When you on top, it's gon' be some hatin'. The key to success is to have patience. Paying for that pussy, got these niggas waiting. Until I hit her with that call, baby, gon' make it. She keep a nigga up when a nigga down. It ain't about the money, baby, not around. When it's time to ride, shorty with the shit. Treat a nigga like a king, you know I'm with the shit, baby. Hey, what? Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one, shorty been A1. Since day one.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio. Now's the time to call in. Let them know the number, Miss Stallion, Baltimore.
The number is 424-243-9619. Am I right?
Look, she had to look it up. Ain't that about a bitch?
No, I did not. No, I put that. I put that on my our monstrous friendship that I did not look that up. So you need to call in Monster Radio. Stallion Baltimore is in the house. You hear me? 424-243-9619.
That's cool. I'll let it ride this time. Because, hey, I tell you, showing up, there's a couple times, like, I think Gaza did it once. And I know Von Bambi, she did it. They was like, the number is 424-243-6949. I'm like, what? There's no 69 in the number, you nasty freak motherfucker. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So, all right, I got some more stuff over here in the who's fucking who and who's getting fat. And we're going to open up the lines here in just a little bit. We got Georgia. It looks like we got LBC in the building. I'm going to check their page in just a second to see if they actually shared the link. You dig? We tightening shit up around here. But first, I'm going to say before I get into, you know, the drama part of it, I just want to say big shout out to Eminem, who went and basically he went and spent some time with a kid who is in a life or death situation, and he went and showed him some love. You dig? Now, technically,
what?
The reason why I put that one out there first, technically, I thought it was because if you all know, M is in trouble right now with the press. Between being sued for stealing music, vulgar language, type of shit he does, videos, all kinds of shit. If you know M, that's just M. But,
what?
So at first I was like, oh, that's just a publicity stunt trying to get back on the good side. But I tell you, this is why I say it should be talked about. It says this, the fan in question is a 17-year-old Gage Garmo, I'm sorry, who has been diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer and has been told he only has 1 week to live. Just three days ago, Gage's friends and family started up a hashtag, Get Gage Garmo to Meet Eminem. Right? An effort
what?
To obviously meet Eminem. It worked out.
What?
Because Eminem arranged for a home visit at Gage's place in Michigan, which is only 20 minutes from M's house. But reason why I think he should be saluted because he was real adamant about not making it a media spectacle.
Okay.
He didn't want all the media and everybody getting into it. Now, they spent like 2 hours together talking, hanging out. I think they busted a freestyle. It's going to be on YouTube. I'm just playing. But, you know, the whole thing meant a lot to do. You know, it gave him some good spirit. So, hey, I know a lot of people talk about the bad thing with rappers, especially Eminem. So, hey, big shut monster salute out to Slim Shady for that right there. You did. He did not have to do that. Could have made a song about it.
Nope.
Made fun of the little boy.
Salute.
I'm just saying.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, you receive your blessings when you do things like that. Even when you ain't
right,
trying to
right.
do anything, you don't receive it. Definitely, that's what's
okay.
up.
Okay. All right. You got something else before I jump over here into the hotline and talk to Mr. Jay Dirty? And looks like Cali Girl's over there. Oh, snap.
I
want to
know what Jay Dirty says. I want to know what Jay Dirty says not to do in the cold.
Okay.
I can't wait for this one.
All right, well, let's check in with Kelly Girl first to build up some suspense, see what the hell she had going on over the weekend. I guarantee you she ain't do shit watch. She's going to be like, ooh, I cooked a big gourmet meal for my son. And the friends and them. And now you know when she's talking about a gourmet meal, she's talking about hot dogs and macaroni. She don't even make the homemade macaroni. She got the microwave macaroni.
You
gonna
get off my girl. Get off of her.
Well, let's see what the hell she got to say. But as y'all know, I can't just go down Cali Block. She live in LBC, y'all. That's like she live right in the hood. I mean, she got little baby gangsters out in front of her house. Some of them bang Pampers, some of them bang Huggies. So don't laugh at me. I got to do a gangster call to get Kelly to come to the door to let these little hoodlums let me walk up to the house. Kelly, girl, is it at the crib?
Yes, I am. And first of all, I don't have a microwave to cook macaroni and cheese in the microwave. I cook it out of the box, and I didn't. And I had cooked burritos yesterday, for your information.
For real?
While you over there trying
to
pound somebody.
For real, though? I mean, what,
yes.
what is cooking to you? What's cooking
Look,
to you?
First of all, that's what my son wants. And what my son wants is what my son gets. If he wanted a burrito or something quick and fast, then that's what he got. He's not feeling good.
You cooked a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
A burrito.
Beef, ground beef with Spanish rice on the side.
That's not like hamburger helper. You didn't make that.
Excuse me, I know how to cook. Hamburger helper do not make Spanish rice. Thank you very much.
You would know. I'm just saying, hello.
Jordan don't even like hamburger helper. Thank you very much.
So how was it at the Cali crib, or as the gang said when we did the interview with him, Cali? You got to say the L.A. in that thing. Cali. How was it at the Gourmet Cali house with the gourmet bougie ass burrito.
It was good. And I was crying all day because I was watching UP TV and they kept having all these sad movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crying up to the time I went to bed because I kept watching all these movies that were just sad. But they were uplifting on top of it.
Why you didn't change the TV, Kelly?
Because I was waiting for my movie, my world premiere of Like a Country Song with Billy Ray Cyrus. So I didn't want to forget it.
That one was
very up.
She couldn't get up to change the TV because she had bubble guts from them old rock bottom ass burritos she was eating. It wasn't burritos. Them motherfucking bricks she was cooking. I see
oh
your son put on a
shut up.
But I can't believe I'm
eating. Hey, Kelly, that just means he mad because he didn't get to get one. That's all it is.
Exactly.
That's
what?
It.
She served, man, what I want to eat a brick with Kool-Aid for? That's what she served.
Leave my Kool-Aid,
Kool-Aid
alone. What he cooked in the
Kool-Aid.
What you cook in the microwave today, Monster?
I don't cook in the microwave, thank you. I use the oven. I'm talking about the big oven with six burners and a motherfucking pancake. I'm lying. I ain't got that shit. I got this little raptor ass barbecue grill I call a stove, and we just go at it.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I'm going to get Jay Dirty over here. Fuck what y'all talking
about.
No,
we ain't getting
that
Jay Dirty on right now because I'm not done talking. I have to tell you something before you put him on the line before I forget.
Oh, okay. What you got to tell me?
Breathe in. Breathe out. Yes. Morphe told me to tell you, E-Monster, he really appreciate you playing his music, and he will call in this week.
Okay, cool. That's what it do.
I think
I sent him out a text today. Matter of fact, I sent him out a text today. I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Oh, I will definitely. I'll inbox you and tell you why he didn't get the text.
Okay, that's what it do. That's what it do. So, all right, Callie. Now, before we do go to Jay Dirty, Jay Dirty's like, come on, not again. we're talking about winter etiquette. Like things that people do in the wintertime. What are some things that you do
drive
in California during the wintertime? You say some people don't know how to drive. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, can you give us an instance? Because we know you can't drive in the summer. What do you call somebody that can't drive? Lord.
Because Lord. I can drive. I just got my new license.
Mm-hmm.
They renew my license, so I'm official again.
So now they let you get back on the short school bus where they let you wear the helmet with the visor so you won't lick the window.
Look, I don't know. Look, you be sitting right next to me with your helmet on licking the damn window. And you always be late. You always be late. You need to start waking up so you can get on the bus. Don't be having me sitting on the bus by myself. That's some bullshit.
I'm the bus aide. I'm just saying. I'm the bus aide. I got to watch you to make sure you don't bang your head on the window. Hello?
And I got to make sure you don't be coming to school in damn Speedos.
Look, children, y'all do not act like that on the bus now. Sit down. Cameras is watching you. Stop it. Stop it.
I ain't messing with Cali. I'm going to take it over to Georgia. I'm going to leave California. I'm going to go over here to Georgia. What's up, Jay Dirty? What's up, bro? I need some help. As you can hear, Cali girl, little monster, Stallion, Baltimore out of Texas. She being monstrous. Well, 7 foot walking
ass.
Hey,
bro.
Bro,
what's happening with you, man? That ain't none of my damn business what they doing to you. That's between y'all. I don't even know them like
that.
I always
knew he was going to say that.
See, he's not
going
to.
Where is the music at? Because
that is the best answer in the world. He's smart.
It's time for the Jay Dirty moment of the day. Can I get we haven't got no music for that yet.
Hey, Stallion, hold on. Why you gotta hype me trying to hype me up like that. I ain't shit. My mind fucked up. I ain't shit. We get too excited. You know what I mean?
All right. Oh, hey, it's funny as hell because hey, when we talk about the things we're gonna do on the show, we always be like, "Look, we're gonna go to Jay Dirty. And what do you think he's gonna say?" You know, it ain't none of my business. I don't fuck with him. I don't fuck with me.
Look, he's still in Kermit the Fox fame. So he's gonna get food.
Hey, it was Kermit the Frog had the right idea, man. Hey. You stay out of people's business, you keep a bullet out your head. That's what I learned.
Okay, I got a question. What do you think? Jay Dirty, moment of the day. What do you think about Kevin Gates dating his cousin?
Oh, Lord,
ain't none of, look here, whatever he got going on in his damn personal life ain't none of my motherfucking business. He make good music, I listen to the music. I don't give a fuck who he fucking. I'm not fucking my cousin, so I don't care. Like, there's none of my fucking business. I don't care what that man doing.
Monstrous fans, you have heard from Jay Dirty, and that is the Jay Dirty moment of the day.
Yeah, man, everybody too goddamn knows it, man. Everybody too damn nosy to be that motherfucking long. Shit, he want to be nasty and fuck his cousin. As long as he making good music, I don't care. But if he drop a song talking about fucking his cousin, I'm going to quit listening to him, though. But until he do that, I'm going to go with him. I just ain't in his personal life. I don't know that man like that. Shit, I ain't got... I don't work for the press.
Okay.
But isn't he the same one that said that he eats booty, too?
Yeah, he eats a booty. This is my thing. This is what I told my boy. This is what I told Monster. I said, you know, I got to get ready to interview Kevin Gates soon. What I would say. Well, Kevin Gates, how you doing? You doing fine. I have a question for you. Do you eat your cousin's booty?
Look at it, bro. Hey, I mean, this is a tricky situation because the dude ain't really know for real. But I mean, once you eat somebody's ass, like, you can't turn back from that. So once he found out, he was just like, "Fuck it, I don't get tired." Shit, he already did everything you can do. Shit, well, I mean, how you gonna back out there?
But before his grandmother had told him that was his cousin, everybody was telling him that they looked alike. See.
Right.
He should have investigated it.
So we know what Kevin Gates is doing when he's outside. He's snuggling
up
with
his cousin. Making good music, bro. He making good music. I don't give a damn what he got going on in the bedroom. He making good music. I don't care.
It all depends on who's telling them that they look alike. I mean, if he over there in the Sewell district and they like, "You both look alike." Oh, yeah, to you, we all look alike. It is what it is. But... I mean, we joking about the situation, but let's keep it 100. That is something that happens now today. It is, especially I hate to really say it, but with the broken homes and everything, some fathers be having multiple kids. All of them don't know each other. You know what I mean? Like a good example, like if I go through Brooklyn, I got to investigate your family. You dig? Because my family is so big in Brooklyn that I can't just go date any. I got to research you and make sure we ain't related. You dig? I keep it real. Don't judge me. Just play for me. When I was younger, luckily we ain't do nothing, but I dated my cousin. I didn't find out for 20 years later at a family reunion. We looked at each other like, "Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Did it? But we never did nothing though. But I'm just saying that it's not really that uncommon now. The whole shocker part is when you watch the video. You know what I mean? In today's age, people are always quick to judge somebody else for what they do. But I'm pretty sure you know what I mean. It's got to be a lot more common than we think. You never know. You meet somebody and you're feeling them. You're not knowing. You're feeling y'all's relation, family ties, but you might think it's something else.
Righto.
Fuck around, go to grandma's house. She beat both of y'all ass. I'm just saying.
Like, you my cousin? Mm-hmm. What?
No. Shit, I'm like Kevin Gates.
I knew
you
had
my
nose.
It's too late now. I'm ready to hit it. I ain't tired.
Right. So, you know, I'm just keeping it 100. I'm keeping. Ain't nobody gonna look at it from that angle. Everybody gonna be like, you know what I mean? They just gonna slam on it.
Right.
But I'm just saying, that's another angle. You know, nobody's really looking at. And like Kelly,
well, you know,
they didn't know.
They do it in the country.
Yeah.
All this, that's how it is. They do it in the country. I know. It was on the radio. It was. Let me tell you something. One of my sources say that it was a young lady that found out that they had been actually in her mother had been separated at birth, and both went to different orphanages. So apparently, two people met, love, got married, had kids, and then found out later on that was her brother. They done buried kids, bought a house, everything. So they said it's too late. It's too late. You know, they might as well just keep loving each other and moving on with their lives. I'm not going to say who those people are because we don't want to put your business out there like that.
That's it.
Right, right.
But I say this? What you think is going to be wrong with their kids? There's got to be something wrong with their kids. They say incest.
They're going to have a fucked up ass walk. That's what's going to happen to them. Have a big ass head. Yeah.
And now for the music.
I know how we're going to go to some music. When we come back, we're going to check with you 469. It's a Monsters Radio. Oh,
don't be talking over there.
Like, oh, Lord.
I know I've been tripping.
Monstrous Monday. Hey, we're talking about winter etiquette. But man, we're talking about all kinds of shit. It's talk radio. We do it, monstrous style. But check it out. We're going to get the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. This is Caroline featuring G Ray. It's called This Way. Monstrous Monday.
I'm asking you to come this way with me. Come put it on me. You should come put it on me. I'm asking you.
Wishes my command. I just drove deep and got this chick saying, damn, let's say that we've been here before. Now go on lock that door. And she say, she like me. I strike it fast, quick like lightning. And we been around the city both looking for excitement. Been there, done that. Ain't neither of us like it. But fuck it. Let's do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, how the chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound. Do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, how the chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound. I'm gone.
Something better than the rest. Look in my eyes, baby, my way is so hypnotizing. And I love the way you talk. Makes me feel like a boss. Tonight is the night. Making love to me, we don't get away. Let's do it for the hometown. With Carolina, how to chick around. Glass in the air, cause you know I'm down. And that's real, we must have to come around.
Monstrous Radio! Online radio, what a rock! You dig? Hey, that's Caroline featuring D Ray called This Way. I'm just saying, that's a cute little honey right there. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, all right, Miss Dahlia, Baltimore, we on our Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. We definitely got Jay Dirty and we got Cali Girl with us. But we talking about winter etiquette. Now winter is different in different parts of the world. Y'all gonna understand
right.
Me in a minute when I say this. Winter right now, if you walk outside of my house, it's gonna feel a little different. A little different than if you walk out of y'all Baltimore's house.
Right on.
Reality check.
You
dig? So what
Ooh,
are some of the things?
I don't even know.
What are some of the things that they do down there in Texas? during the wintertime, what y'all call y'all winter season, which is only like 76 degrees. Hello, hot ass Texas.
Well, you know, we not used to ice and snow, so if it's ice up here, nobody's going nowhere. Mm-hmm. We don't get on the streets. We don't get on the bridges, and they tell us, if you don't have to go nowhere, I suggest you not go. Because these
That's
people don't know how to drive.
Don't
know how to drive when it's dry.
When it's wintertime.
Right. Hey, no, the Ebola is out. It's out of there. It's too damn cold. For us,
it got too cold.
It got too cold. You know, I'm originally from New York, so this cold is nothing compared to what we deal with in New York. I ain't like that cold, and I sure don't like this cold, but I can deal with this cold a lot better than I can deal with that. When I first got here, I had the big bomber jacket on. And everything, people looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, why you got that shit on? Because it's cold. Y'all not cold? I'm cold.
Hey, that's funny as hell. Because the first time I ever went to Georgia, you dig? I went down there. I believe it was like the beginning of their winter. It was like October, November. So I came from Minnesota where it's cold. You did?
Right.
Get down to Georgia, they all got big jackets on and boots and all that, and I got me a little-ass T-shirt and some shorts and some shoes. And everybody like, ooh, you must not be from around here, is you? I'm like, no, how can you tell? They say, look how you dress. Ain't you cold? I'm like, no, it's cool out here. It was only like 65 or something like that, 62. You dig here in Minnesota, that's just some sweatshirt weather. You just wear sweatshirts and some shorts. You know?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's the difference.
Down. It's a little bit snowy
where you
down
at,
here. Mm-hmm.
Where you at, y'all can't do activities during the winter time. Mm-hmm. Can y'all?
No, we don't. They won't.
Do y'all do sledding?
No, we don't. We don't. We don't get that damn cold.
See?
It
now
may be. The coldest it might get, like the other day, it was 25 degrees.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. That's as cold as it. And that only lasts for maybe a day or two. And then we back up to 55, 60. Well, I'm just saying.
25 degrees.
That's why it's.
Do you know if it was 25 degrees? If it was 25 degrees here tomorrow, it would be a heat wave. There'd be parties and carnivals. flash mob meetings, all kinds of things going on. If it was 25, she said the coldest 25. That's not cold. It is what it is. All right. Well, we're going to go over here and see what other people do during the wintertime. You dig? I got some ideas for some of y'all to do on some dates. It is what it is. We're going to check in with 469-505. Don't forget, you don't have to say nothing if you don't want to. Don't let Miss Stallion out of Baltimore. She just said she was from New York. Don't let her hit you with a garbage can and stomp on you, shoot off your pinky toe like she in Harlem. Who we got on the line? 469-508.
Hey, man, what's up with it, man? This is your boy, Swab Dizzle, man, in the building, man. The home of the Thought King is in the building, man.
What's good,
wait a
Mr.
minute.
R&B, Mr. Suave, Swagger.
Hey, man, check this out, man. I gotta disagree with Stallion Baltimore, man. I gotta disagree with you. We do have shit in Texas that we do in the winter. We have activities in the winter. Let me give you the number one activity we have in the winter. If it gets super cold, we see snow, you know what I'm saying? We go hunting. Yes. Don't lie.
Oh, okay.
We go hunting.
That's true.
We go get fat motherfuckers. Fat girls and fat boys, be it, it's the inside in, because you want to wrap up and keep warm, and you don't want to go hungry and shit. And, you know, a fat motherfucker, if you can't go outside, you can always cut them bitches and cook them, and you're good. You know what I mean? You're good. That's what you call them helpers. You get you some helpers.
Wow. Wow.
Get some helpers. Now, let me tell you something else. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to the show and shit. Let me tell you something else. This Kevin Gates eating booty shit, That's some thot shit. That's some thot, snot, slop. That's all the ops. Just opted. Just, man, he moody. That nigga better. Hold on. Did you say you had to do an interview with that nigga?
Yes.
Man, you going to have some Ebola by the mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's it. No, man.
Wait a minute. That takes me back to what Jay Dirty said. Jay Dirty said he ain't worried about the pussy having mouths on it. He worried about the mouth having mouths on it.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something, man. Where my boy Jay Dirty at, man? Where he at?
Hold on. Let me get Jay Dirty. There we go. We got Dirty and Cali open right now.
Okay.
Let me go to Jordan, because my boy Jay Dirty, what's up with it, man?
What's happening, brother?
Man, what's up with these niggas talking shit, man? Literally, like nigga talking shit.
Hey, well, look here, man. If people, motherfuckers eat Buddha, man, that ain't got shit to do with me, bro. Just know I ain't going to be Jordan. That's all good. I ain't trying to have no shit running around my mind. I mean, like, look here. Only way I'm eating some ass, bro, is if I'm married to the bitch. I ain't out here doing it with this Tom, Dick, and Harry, no. No, that shit got to be official.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, mate. On my end, though, man, when I say I do, I didn't say I do do. I said I do.
I don't
even want to get down. Like, no, man. Like, what kind of set conversation can you have with a shitty mouth? You know what I mean? My mama used to beat my ass by having a shitty mouth. If you got a shitty mouth, you get your ass whooped in Texas with a shitty mouth.
Hey, well, you know, that's what I be talking about, though, bro. A lot of these dudes out here eating ass, man, and they going to come around and kiss a female we get with some months later, then we got to take. No, I ain't with that, bro. That's why I don't fuck with hoes, man. They be out here sucking the most dick. I don't even kiss females on the mouth no more. Bro, it's too damn serious now. I don't even kiss motherfucking females on the damn mouth no more. They out here sucking all the dick, eating for dudes' assholes now. Girl, yeah, dudes mm-hmm. let females toss their salad now. I ain't kissing bitches on the mouth no more. I quit doing that. No more. Ain't happening.
I'll
kiss
you
on the forehead.
I got a question for the ladies. Since he said that, I got a question for the ladies. Ladies, y'all got East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, all on the phone, all on the radio right now on Monster. Y'all keep it real. Have you ever let a nigga hit you in your ass and you done sucked his dick? Now look, I'm talking about he done hit your ass and then you done sucked his dick or kissed the nigga or whatever afterwards.
No.
No.
You know
God
what?
God bless you.
Somebody bless lied because it took too goddamn long. It took too goddamn long to answer that.
On my defense, I had to think about it. So wait a minute. So what took me so long is I had to think about it.
Yes,
and
sir.
I thought about it, and no, I have not. I have not. But then again, I don't have no music in my head. Do not put your tongue in my head. Or your ass is out the door.
Well, see, the thing is, I got a rule, bro. Like, before I even eat a female pussy, man, I slide my fingers on in that bitch. I let her lick it off my fingers. If she don't want to, I ain't eating.
If she won't eat it, you don't eat it.
But,
I got
damn
you,
bro. Damn right, bro. Damn
I
right.
Got
bro.
You.
Yeah. You don't like your own product. I ain't finna buy it.
Already.
What if she do that back, though, bro? What if she get ready to go down, she kissing your abs and all that shit, and then grab your balls and rub your balls and then run up and
bro,
put it on your mouth?
Bro, if she touch my balls, I'm going to sleep on that, dog. Don't do that if you want me to fuck you, because I go to sleep on that. Don't touch my nuts. I'm going dead to sleep. I'm slumping.
Wow.
Don't do me like that. Bro, don't touch
my
nuts. They
got a panic button.
Bro, yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep, damn so too, but don't touch mine. I go to sleep on you. Don't do that.
Hey, my thing is, this is how you know if they some butt eaters or whatever. When you take a chick out and she eats some weird ass shit that you know niggas just don't eat. You know what I mean? The chick to be on Fear Factor. If you eat rhino dicks and spider nuts and all kinds of shit like that. Like, bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
But
I ain't
fucking
with you.
You just made a valid point just then, bro. You just made a valid point just now.
It's what they eat. Let me find out. If you eat sour shit all day, bitter shit all day with no flavor, no sweetness, no taste, I ain't fucking with you because shit ain't nothing to you. Eating some shit ain't shit.
Oh, really? My man just made a fact just now.
I know somebody who would be suspect.
Who?
Anybody in today's age that would eat killing. We ain't gonna eat that shit no more.
Wait a minute. I gotta throw the fuck you finger. Wait a minute.
Why?
Hold up.
You cut the booty hole off? That's still booty.
No, that's still booty.
That's deep booty.
No, that's intestines. And then you gotta clean them things.
Where the intestine go to?
Do you eat gizzards?
Nope.
I tell them up. Yeah, I fuck with them.
Okay, so gizzards is nuts. Gizzards, nuts.
I don't give a damn. Them shit's deep fried, they delicious. I don't care what it is. I don't want to know what's in or where they come from. Them motherfuckers are good. That's all I need to know. I don't care. I'm from South Georgia, bro. We go hunting down here, man. We eat wild animals. Fuck that. We grill cool and all, man. Fuck that. Eat turtle soup, bro. We get it in. We from the country. I don't care about none of that. We get it in down here. We eat whatever. Like, for real, we hunt our own damn food down here, bro. Yeah, like that.
Hey, I'm just, y'all gonna have to excuse me. I'm just a city boy. What the hell nuts is lizards? What in the hell? I thought that was
poker.
You
tell me them is
chicken
nuts?
Yeah.
You sound far away.
So you telling me gizzards is chicken nuts?
Right.
You still sound far away.
Mm-hmm. I heard them though. Chicken nuts, nigga. Gizzards is chicken nuts.
No, you don't.
Gizzards is chicken nuts.
And them shits is delicious when they fried up.
Let's ask E-Monster. E-Monster is a city boy. So let's ask E-Monster. E-Monster, do you eat rough roast?
Oh, shit. With some Heinz 57 sauce, saute with some potatoes and carrots.
Hey, J-Dirty. Ain't rough roast ass. That's ass, ain't it, J-Dirty?
Bro, yeah.
That's ass, bro.
Hold on,
so don't say you don't eat the ass, bro. You just said saute and fillet.
Hold on. We got some bullshit going on, people. Now, hold on. I'll ask Jay Dirty to throw me a motherfucking rope. This nigga will watch me drown something, but I ain't got nothing to do with that player. I can't help it. Now, here's
hey,
what
bro, look, hey,
no,
you want to fuck that, bro. You
eat
the tweet,
right? How you going to team up with Suave? How you going to treat me? Man, I eat food. I'm about to save you, bro.
But see, rump roast, man, that's some delicious booty right there. That shit's cooked and seasoned. These bitches' asses ain't got none of that flavor on it, bro. They ain't got none of that flavor. It's just cheap. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I just saved your life, bro. You're welcome, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
Technically,
that's booty cheek now. That's booty cheek. That's not the booty hole. That
yeah,
we're talking about
they
tell
them. Yeah, they tell them. Yeah,
okay,
tell
so,
yeah.
So my point yeah. exactly, that chitlins is intestines and ain't the booty hole.
I get a pass on chitlins, bro. I'm white. I don't even got to eat that shit. I don't eat them. I get a pass on that, bro. I'm white. I get a pass.
Them no more. That's my whole thing. Nobody needs to eat them no more. We got turkey, we got real chicken, we got ham, and you want to eat them as well.
I got a question. If gizzards are nuts, right? You got turkey gizzards, you got chicken gizzards. If gizzards are nuts, why is it called hog maws for the pig?
I don't even know. I don't ask them any questions. I just eat the food.
Oh, I gotta watch Jay Dirty. Jay Dirty, when I come to Georgia to fuck with you, Jay Dirty, I'm gonna have to check that plate, man. We are gonna go through check ingredients and everything in that motherfucker.
Hey, bro, down here where I'm from, dog, whatever you get a plate from us, bro, do not ask, don't tell around here. That's the rule, bro, because you might not like what you hear what's in this shit, though. Don't ask around here, bitch. You might be eating some damn turtle we caught down the road and skinned him up and we soaked him and boiled him and cooked.
Wow.
You might get some coon, bud. You might have some coon, some gator meat, bro. You don't even know what you're gonna get down here.
When everything go down, this is what we need to do, man. We need to keep Jay Dirty in our back pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because when we lose all power, we don't have nothing. We got to go in the woods and shit. We got to have Jay Dirty, man. Jay Dirty going to go beat
bro.
It and come back with
yeah,
it.
I camouflage up with my rifle. Yeah, boy, I get it in. I kill me. I love fishing, too, though. Fuck, with the fish is hard, boy. But I like going hunting, too, though. Turkey hunting, duck hunting, deer hunting, all that good shit. Yeah, I fuck with
it, bro. There's one thing about that, Jay Dirty, and one thing about that. I'm going to have a special pistol just for you. Because I know, nigga, you get hungry, and we don't run out of food, nigga. You'll cook a nigga ass up. You know what I mean?
I had to go ahead and bet you your ass. I can't eat no damn human, man. They be having so
much. No, fuck that. If you can eat a barbecue turtle and saute him and dip him in prime and shit, human ain't shit, nigga.
Yeah, you got a point, bro. Yeah, you might want to watch your shoulder. Yeah, you might have a point on that. I might throw some salt on you when you ain't looking, like some holy water flipping on your ass and get ready to throw you on the fire.
Yeah, that's how shit go through.
Yeah.
Okay, and also I want to apologize, man. I want to make a PSA. I want to apologize, you know, real quick, man. I know I put out the thought prayer, man. Some people took offense to that. Some people
that's
took offense
fucking
to that.
Problem. You don't need to apologize for shit.
Right.
And whatever you post on your page is your business. If they don't like it, they can delete, block you, whatever. Kiss your ass. Monsters Radio at Swagger approved.
He was wrong. No, bump that. He was wrong. Tell him what you did, dog. You was bogus for that bullshit. I can't believe
it.
Hold on.
There was a chick on there who stated that I was wrong because I put God's name in vain. But let me tell you something, boo-boo. God went nowhere in there. I didn't say nowhere, God, Jesus, nothing. Wasn't none of that in there. So, baby, you feel afflicted. Something wrong with you. But I want to apologize to be the better man about the shit.
Because, I mean, she's a thought, too. Simple, straight, back to the point.
Hey. They got
thought catchers
around you,
so
watch out.
Hey, bro.
Because I'm
ready. Hey, man, thoughts is like roaches, bro. Them motherfuckers be breeding out the ass, man. Thoughts is like roaches, bro. You kill one of them motherfuckers, third of them will pop up. This shit dangerous, man. I don't even get down no more, bro. Yeah.
Hold on now. Can I just go ahead and bring out the thought prayer for y'all, man? Can I go and get a thought prayer? I'm gonna let Pastor come in. You know, he's the pastor of the Chevy, Cadillac Doors, Cadillac Music, Lincoln Memorial Sot Church.
I gotta go to that damn church.
Don't ask me to say that church name again, because I ain't gonna remember what the fuck I just said.
If you want
to know where the church is, you gotta go back to Monsters Radio in the archive section and find out what the fuck I just said, because I don't even know it. So can I have everybody to bow your heads as we pray for these thoughts? This is the thought prayer. You know what I'm saying, for all you thoughts people out there. Where my deacon at? Okay. This is the thought prayer. Are y'all ready? Can I get on? Yeah, that's a thought church right there, but ain't no other.
Back prayer. Five Guada with a world star. How I beat all they sports. Thy Kool-Aid come. Thy weed be done. All earth as it is in love and hip-hop. Give us this day our daily twerk. Twerk it, girl. And forgive us for our righteousness as we forgive those who are ratchet against us. Can I get them? And all you thoughts, lead us not into education, but deliver us from the hood. And I said, deliver us from the hood. Is that a hood? Okay, can I get a thought, thought? Now, for you thoughts and you smart, I'm praying for you. It's 2015, and this is what you need to do. Stay the fuck away from me, eating booty. You thought motherfuckers, you. You thought bitches, you. And for that fat motherfucker that was mad at me for talking about fat, bitch, you can suck a dirty nigga, eat a ugly booty, it don't matter, cutie. I ain't got no time for you, because I'm on Monstrous Radio, and I am Suave, a.k.a. Boss Man, Swagalicious Swag Team, bitch. Fat.
Southern churches sound like that for real. That's fucked up. Southern churches sound like that for real, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, we get it in out here. Yeah, we get it in. Yeah.
Somebody bring in the gay choir director. We need to get this thing going.
I ain't taking the token on that one, bro.
1, 2, 3, we are evil.
Monsters Radio.
All I can say, you better not be no punk trying to listen to Monsters Radio because you will get your money.
For real.
Hey, now it's time. What is it that you have to say on the radio? There are monsters, a monster.
Oh, okay. Just remember, people, all the topics and comments are those of the people that you're listening to on the line. This is a Monsters Radio platform, but they are not specifically the ideas or comments or topics from the company Monsters Radio. We have to give you a place where you can go and send your regards if you have any complaints about the show. Anything like that, this is a place that you go. Please get your pens ready right now so you will not miss this. All right? Get them together.
Yes.
This is the number that you call.
Five.
The number you call is 1-800. That's 1-800. These nuts. That's 1-800. These nuts. Come for line eight.
Hold on.
Come for line eight. Delete me from Facebook, bitch motherfucker. What's good?
Hey, monster. It's 1-800. These motherfucking nuts.
Oh, man.
Where have you been?
In your mind.
Damn, my little side, man.
So check it out. I got a slap on 2 tracks. I got some new T.I. with him and Jeezy and this dude called Watch the Duck. It's called G Shit. After that, I got some Suave music called Texan Lane. Check it out, y'all. Monsters Mondays right here on Monsters Radio.
Lag out.
Yeah, it
is. I'm a rich nigga. Yeah. Like I don't know.
Jordan.
I could change if I wanna, but I won't though. Do it right even when I'm on the wrong road. Hey. Real talk from the heart, what I'm known for. Skinny jeans. Part of the shoot for fully automatic chopper, you just shoot though.
Right.
Now I'm moving 5 mil when I shoot though.
Audemars,
Hublot, 1.5 on a 2 though. Old hustle, new slow. Old money, new hoe. Suck a friend, I'ma chill, but I'm too cold. Long as I'm around, for they need you for. Riding in the Chevy, tow 3 briefs.
tell your son, show now. Still got them chopper, make your run fall. Camouflage,
camouflage,
dog tag. Gotta follow when you see me, better haul ass. Keep a G at all costs, what you call that? Crack, rock, hip hop, I done all that.
Okay.
Certified trap nigga, suck a fall back. A broke nigga, he may entertain all that. All left fail, keep it true, nigga.
True.
Say the flash and the dance for a new nigga.
New.
Speaking for the ones who ain't got a voice. Kill them dead only when they leave no other choice. How I see it, if you ain't down to die about it, don't waste my time, slime. Why the fuck we talking about it?
Talking
still about riding it? In the Chevy, tow three bricks. There's nobody that wanna make G
just
shit.
For the gangsta.
It's Monday. Hey, online radio with a raw player. So, hey, check it out. We're going to get into a little bit of R&B right quick. It's called Section Lane. This is Suave. Monsters Radio. It's the R&B.
All right.
Yeah. That's Suave, Confection Lane. And ladies, that's Mr. Suave if you're nasty. I'm just saying. Hook up with him. How can I get a hold of you, bro, to check out more of your music or for booking or whatever, whatnot?
Hey, man, all you got to do is put in Suave Harrison in your YouTube, in your Facebook. Search it, Google it, and you'll get wherever you need. You hear me? You hear me? It's cold where you at, eMonster.life, for real, man. All bullshit aside, man, I got kind of worried. This crazy chick, white chick, off of y'all television station up there, man, kind of scared me on Facebook the other day. You know what I'm saying? She goes out there and takes a hot cup of water, a big ass big gulp of water. Okay, goes outside the television studio. Throws the hot water in the air, and the water turns into snow instantly. Fuck that.
Wow.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. If y'all ain't seen it, go on my Facebook right now. Go on my Facebook right now. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see this shit for yourself. Man, I'm worried, man.
Yeah, man.
That's
the type of shit that we teach kids in the schools here. You know what I mean? You know, like when science class, all that type of stuff, they like to do things outside. You know what I mean? That's one of the things they teach the kid on the super cold days. They go outside and teach them about the temperature. Yeah.
Bro, I got a public service announcement, bro. I think Minnesota need to be outlawed. That is one unholy place. Nobody need to be living there. Nah, that shit, that's unholy, boy. No, that's unholy right there. That's unholy, bro.
Wait, think this out, man. Now, think about it. If a nigga, like, I'm a nigga, y'all. I'm just saying. I do some thought shit, too. If I got to go pee-pee, nigga, I'm going to catch a bush. I'm going to catch an alley. You know what I'm saying? If it gets too bad, nigga, I'll catch your front door. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna piss on myself. But I can't go to Minnesota and sit there and pull out my wee wee trying to pee pee, and my shit turns into fucking Frosty the Snowman, and my piss don't even hit the ground, nigga. It turns into pissy ass snow. No, hell no. Because I feel somebody might get hit.
Wow.
Somebody might get hit with that hoe.
Okay, look, bro. This is how everybody in Minnesota, they be like, he ain't been here before. He don't know, do he? No, don't blame him. Don't judge him. Just pray for him, baby. He don't know. It gets so cold here, bruh. You think you got to go pee, that motherfucking pee or jump back in your bladder, keep your body warm. I'm just saying, hello. Nigga, pull your dick out in that cold weather. You'll try to walk the rest of the way to the crib, so you got a dice game in your motherfucking pants. I'm saying, hello, your shit will square
that's
up.
That's unholy,
freeze,
man. Bro, that's unholy, boy. Somebody better pray for y'all. That's unholy like a motherfucker out there, man. Damn there, bro.
I bet you them fat bitches getting it in.
Let me tell you where you really fucked up at. If you go, you know how you go to the club and get drunk, might fall asleep in your car or on the front porch. Your ass is at. You're not waking up. You fall asleep on the porch in Minnesota. You're still not waking up if you fall asleep in your car. Your ass is gonna freeze damn it.
Yes. Yeah. Shit. You gonna wake up 300 years later when you defrost and be like, what the fuck?
Your ass next week, sweat it on, find an Eskimo or some kind of caveman.
This is some logic right here. Y'all are called Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Now this is for my southern people, so y'all can understand how they got their name Minnesota. What do we call soda down here in the South? Particularly the central, the pop, or we might call it what? What else we call it? Soda water. Or we might call it cold pop. Cold pop, cold drink. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say in New Orleans and Louisiana, cold drink. I mean, cold drink. You know what I'm saying? Minnesota. So that is a
of some cold drink. It's some Miller. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers up there, them motherfuckers up there drinking Fireball, gasoline. You know what I'm saying? Hey, did y'all have Indians up there?
No wonder.
Was there Indians in Minnesota?
No wonder. The monster always got a cup of coffee because it's cold in the motherfucking Minnesota. You got to drink something warm on a day, on a fucking hourly basis. Fuck a daily basis. Hourly basis.
Hey, it must be easy to murder somebody up there, bro. Like, all you got to do is just hog tie a motherfucker and throw his ass out in the middle of the damn street somewhere and he freeze over and die and cut the duct tape off him and say it was an accident. Motherfucker died of natural causes. It's got to be easy to murder somebody out there, bitch, man. It's got to be easy.
Hey,
man.
Jay Dirty.
Well,
Jay Dirty, you know how I get him, Jay Dirty?
Huh?
You know how I get him, Jay Dirty? I don't even need bullets in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Give me a big-ass bucket of hot water, and I'm going to chuck that bitch outside, and I'm going to chuck that hot water on their ass, and it's just going to freeze up.
It's going to snow before I get to them. But one thing, all the goons from Minnesota is going, they don't know no better. Pray for them. They don't know no better.
Unholy place.
In Minnesota... You can't
That's
do
like
jokes like that.
Problem.
Bro, they will follow your snow track all the way back to your crib. It's happened many times. Motherfuckers try to rob motherfuckers. Motherfuckers try to kill somebody, go down the street, go somewhere else. They follow your track right back to your crib.
Hey, let me tell you how you can kill them. Let me tell you how you can kill them. You make some ice bullets. Make some ice bullets. They can't track an ice bullet. Okay, don't think that shit exists.
Shit,
ice bullet. That fucking shit exists, man. I'm telling you. Freeze some ice into a bullet shape. Put that shit in your gun and shoot that.
Take your prehistoric ice age ass somewhere. Oh, somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all stop playing. Y'all know. Right. I'm trying to tell the secret.
I don't know the
secret.
Well,
it was not me, DBD. I did kill that nigga yesterday. I promise I did.
We're going to do some shout-outs before somebody say something. I got to show up in court. They're going to put a warrant out for me because I'm not showing up in court. I'm just saying we both going to be locked up. It is
ain't
what
got
it is. We're going to start with Mr. Russell Simmons of the show, also known as Dust Yourself Off and Kick Rock, Mr. Jay Dirty. We know the outcome, but we're going to ask you anyway. You got some shout-outs there?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, bro. I got a couple of them tonight, man. First and foremost, man, shout-out to Monsters Radio, bro. D-Monster, you know. And then shout-out to this good liquor I be on. It's cheap, $4 a pint. Royal Club, you know what I mean? A blend of whiskeys, man. Shout-out to that. No, shout out to my styrofoam cup and that crushed ice I got. Yeah, I'm done.
And that has been the Jay Dirty moment of the day.
Huh. Hey, the cheap shit might taste funny, but it sure gets some fucked up. What you got for us, Suave?
Suave,
yeah,
right. Suave?
Oh, he said Suave? Oh, I didn't hear it. I couldn't understand.
Well,
it sounded like you had a thought.
Blue.
It sounded like you had a thought in your mouth, nigga. I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. Oh, I want to give a special shout out to Monsters Radio. I want to give a shout out to California, IA, to Georgia, to Texas, to New York, to Baltimore. You know what I mean? And I cannot forget to give a hell of a shout out to all you hating ass bitches for 2015, because I'm going to put it in your face and I'm going to make it rain on you. Like the snow in motherfucking Minnesota, you bitch.
What's the guy for us, Miss Stallion Baltimore?
Hey, you know how it is. I learned this a lot from somebody that I co-host on the Swagalicious Swagger Countdown, and told me one day, you know what? If you just shout out to everybody, that means you ain't missing nobody. So I like to shout out to everybody.
letting them know. Tune in tomorrow to Monsters Radio so you can get some of this monstrosity going on in your life.
You know how I do it.
Did she just poop?
Shout out to everybody. Yeah, I send shout out to everybody who not only like the links and everything, but that also share them. Make sure y'all go to monstersradio.com. You can find out all the shows, what's going on. Tune in tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. We might as well call it the motherfucking Monstrous New York show. Because the Bronx,
right,
and New York is calling in
over
like crazy. So if your spot is hot, see what you can do. If you're going to take it back, we even have freestyles on the show. So, hey, make it do it. It'll tune in tomorrow. Takeover Tuesday. E-Monster, Stallion, Fly Geyser. We're going to get it in. There's some other shit I have to say before I got up out of here. This Thursday, don't forget, come see me at Arnella, King Mo Beach Mixtape Release Party. Next Thursday, Monsters Radio is taking over the club. And in April, we're doing a charity benefit for lupus. So stay updated with that at monstersradio.com. I'm going to get up out of here. Let's see. I'm all the way up out of here. Only thing I can say is the great thing I like about Minnesota and all the cold is the crime rate goes down because can't nobody pickpocket you when you got your own hands in your pocket. Get in. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Here's all my music on the way up out of here. It's called Like an OG. Please buy my music. That's all I'm going to say. Peace.
The army bugs up, OG to this game. Known as that street hustler, known for getting it in, man. Yeah, now that's my introductions with no government name. No, we ain't gonna do all that, cause them boys been tame. Now I ain't known in the spot, yo, it's one of them shots. I ain't been not, but I've been in spots that's hot like Tupac. So I gotta keep it on the hop while I bopping these cops. Let's say now you don't know a lot to be seen in the spot, because I keep it with them gangsters that keep it real. They call me OG in the group to be on top of the hill. Learn as a young and never let the game play you. Yeah, your hands might be nice until the straps come through. Yeah, a lot of youngins out here claim they're getting it, man. Then they get knocked and snitched. Now we all out the game. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Knock a tail, I'ma have to put my foot in your ass. Because some of y'all players fucking up the game. Boys, ballers, and the busters out here getting it in, man. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for running too fast. And I'ma do it like an OG. Give it to him like an OG. And I'ma preach it like an OG. Yeah, they call me Deacon OG. Some of y'all claim player, some of y'all claim pimp. See your girl on the shrimp, dog, and catching a temp. Come on, pimp, where they do that at? Come on, player, where they do that at? Wow, what is this, some kind of new stat? And there's these cats that just scratching took a while. Soaking flashy with it, like that shit is a style. There's these dogs talking about they ain't scared of them tails. What the hell? I'm looking at you like you funny as hell. Let the fake ones die, let the real ones live. Player, something's gotta give, but ain't no charity hell. I'ma keep it monsters with your player with no pause. You can steal your homie's guard, but them still his drugs. Some of y'all claiming friends, knowing that y'all foes. Some of these bitches claiming these niggas, knowing they hoes. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for walking too fast. Because some of y'all players fucking up the game. Boys, ballers, and imposters out here getting it in, man. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for running too fast. And I'ma do it like an OG. Give it to him like an OG.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.